Welcome home. I know I'm not exactly supposed to be here, but there's no need to be afraid. I might have fangs, but I don't bite. You, anyway. I would introduce myself and give you my name, but, well, I don't exactly have one. We tend not to have any because we Lamias are fairly solitary creatures. And we can identify each other by smell if need be. That's the solitary life. We're usually abandoned relatively soon after birth, actually. Except for Cottonmouth Lamias, of course. But I'm not a Cottonmouth Lamia. I do have a rattle, after all. You didn't notice it, did you? It would be nice, though, being a Cottonmouth Lamia, so I could actually be cared for as a youngling. That's what I like about you, actually. You take care of your young. You humans, I mean. Although, I do love you, in particular. That's why I'm here, after all. And it really is so nice in here. It's so warm. Even when it's so cold outside, I don't know how you humans keep your houses so warm. That really goes to show how amazing you humans are. I'm cold-blooded, so this is a really big issue for me. I haven't felt this warm in forever. It really is so lovely here. This place is almost as lovely as your company. Oh, but there's no need to introduce yourself. I already know all about you, of course. I've actually been watching you for a while. Now, I'm not the most informed on human culture, but I do see how that sort of thing could be seen as a bit unsettling. Creepy, even. I can assure you, I didn't mean any harm by it. It's just, well, you're the only human out here in the woods. And, you know, you remind me of myself in a way. All by yourself, out here. All alone. I saw a lot of myself in you. And it made me want to see you more. And so I did. I watched you and watched you and watched you. And the more I saw, the more I liked you. Which I didn't even think was possible. But when I watched you sitting by the lake, looking out at it, all alone, for some reason it just made me love you more. Or when I watched you walking through the woods, taking pictures, all alone. It made me... Well, first of all, it made me want a camera myself because I'd love to take pictures of you. But that also made me love you more. All the times I watched you, no matter what it was you were doing, it made me think, I want to be with you. And That made me think. I want to be your mate. So what do you say? That's why I decided to slither on over here, actually. Instead of, you know, watching you from behind the bushes like I normally do. I really wanted to respect you. I wanted to give you your distance. Not force my way into your place while you weren't home. But I love you very, very much. And I find it very hard to stay away from you. I tried holding myself up in my burrow, just staying in there, away from you, safely far away enough that I wouldn't bother you. But there's not much to busy myself with in there, not much to think about. And when I'm in there, all I really can think about is how cold it is, and how warm you must feel. I'm sure if I wrapped my tail around you right now, you'd just be the warmest thing ever. I shouldn't, and I won't. At least I don't think I will. Not without your permission, anyway. But it is very, very tempting when you're so lovely and warm. It gets especially cold in my burrow when it rains, but looking at your shelter, this place is rainproof. Oh, I'd love to stay in here with you and be your mate. And then on rainy days we could stay inside and, if you're comfortable with it, I could ever so gently wrap my tail around you. You would keep me warm, and I would keep you cuddled. Doesn't that sound just wonderful? My tail is wagging just thinking about it. Do you like the sound of my rattle? Its main use is to ward off predators. Not that I can't hold my own, of course. Nothing else in these woods is enough to threaten me. Not bears, not coyotes, not wolves. Speaking of wolves, though, that actually reminds me. See, there's actually something that prompted me to finally face my fears and finally talk to you. See, the other day, I saw a wolf girl leaving your door. Naturally, I tried to chase them, but they were too fast, and they got away. It's a good thing you weren't home. I don't even want to think what could have happened to you if you were there and that mutt broke in. It made me even more conscious about just how vulnerable you are, and how I need to protect you. You're the most precious thing that I had ever had the joy of laying my eyes on, so there's no way I can leave you in danger. I don't know if you're willing to become my mate right away. You did just meet me right now, after all. But, well, I still need to keep you safe. And to do that, I need to stay with you. To be more direct, I would like to live with you. Like your very own bodyguard. I will be the best protector that you could ever ask for. I have a great sense of smell, and I can smell any annoying wolf girls from over a kilometer away, so They won't be sneaking up on us. All I have to do is flick my tongue a couple times, and that's that. And I'm incredibly, incredibly good in a fight. You wouldn't believe it. I can wipe the floor with anything when push comes to shove. Do you see these fangs? They're highly venomous. More venomous than anything you have ever seen before. Just a single bite from these has enough venom to kill 100 adult humans. Just like the inland Taipan. Not that I would kill humans. Unless you want me to, of course. And do you see this tail of mine? I can squeeze something with the strength of 5,200 pounds per square inch. Not even alligators can bite with that much force. Do you have any idea how strong 5,200 is? That's about the weight of 13 adult male black bears compressed down onto every square inch. That's really strong. Nothing that I constrict is strong enough to break free. Well, maybe constrict isn't the right word here, since unlike a snake, when I squeeze something aggressively, it's not to asphyxiate them, it's to crush their bones. Which snakes can't do, they can't crush bones, not like me. Oh, but don't worry, I'd never crush your bones. I promise to always be super, super mindful and considerate of how delicate your body is. I have to keep you safe after all. I have to ward off predators from you. So I think it would be a good idea to accept me. If not as your mate, then at least as your live-in bodyguard. For now, at least. And you know, it'll be very convenient to have me around. I'm extremely low maintenance. After all, since I am cold-blooded, I don't actually need that much food. I'm not really a big eater. I can survive off just 10 big meals a year. That's less than one a month. And I can hunt for myself, obviously. Oh, I could even hunt for you. How do you like your mice? Alive? Oh, me too. They taste so much better that way. Oh, wait, you mean alive as in not eaten, right? As in you don't eat them? That's okay. I can see if I can get you something else. Like I said, I'm not the most informed on human culture, but that's okay. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to learn anything from you because I love you. I can learn to be more human-like, if that would make you happy. I don't know where to begin, but anything you teach me, I'll learn. Oh, and your sense of smell isn't good enough to identify me, right? So then, you could give me a name. Would that make you happy? Would that make you more open to the idea of being my mate? Say, that wolf girl, they aren't your mate, are they? I smell them a bit on you. I was hoping your scents just got mixed up because they were in your home, but I really hope it's not because you're mates. Because that wolf girl is no good for you. Wolf girls in general aren't good for you. First of all, You know, they're pack animals. They're not even strong enough to fight on their own. They just depend on numbers. Do you really think a mate like that is going to be able to protect you? I, on the other hand, have spent my entire existence alone. I've always hunted all by myself. I'm more than enough to protect you. A human as precious as you needs to be kept safe, and I'm the only one for the job. I mean, wolf girls tend to have a bite force of only 400 pounds per square inch. What are they going to do with that? And I already told you, I'm way stronger, right? They have no right to even be near you. And even strength aside, think about how annoying it would be to be with them. I mean, they're warm-blooded. Not that I have anything against warm-blooded creatures, because you're so wonderful. And I love you so much. But I mean, that just means they need more food. They'll be such a burden to you. And think how annoying their shedding is. They'll get little patches of their fur here and there all the time, and it'll be so annoying to clean up. Not like me. I shed my skin all at once. It's super easy to just take the shedded skin and throw it somewhere else, and... Wow, you look really horrified to realize I shed my skin. But that's okay. I'll take care of it. I'll take all of that. And you don't have to worry about it. I'll take care of it because I am the better mate for you. Because I'm the only one for you. The only one who should stay with you. You want me to stay with you. Right? What do you say?